Are you going to start your own podcast?
Yeah.
What's the name?
Mind Your Business.
Yeah.
Literally the name of the podcast.
Mind Your Business.
Mind Your Business.
Oh, yikes.
MYB.
It's going to be me talking business.
Yeah. And telling you.
Mind it.
Yeah. Mind your own. What? I like it. Can I come on it sometimes?
What kind of content?
I have to talk to my people.
All
right. What kind of content are we talking here?
Just, you know, regular business shit. Because you know me. I'm a businessman.
Yeah, if you're not listening to podcasts, you can mind your business. Hey, am I right?
Oh, I got my first guest.
Yeah. All right, I'm on. Yeah.
The hatred I feel inside right now.
I'm going to make it worse. You know, there's the 10th installment of a franchise is coming out soon. And I finally have someone who shares my joy in the Fast and the Furious. We have the Fast and the Furious coming out, the 10th installment.
The family.
It's all about family. Somebody's messing with Dom Toretto's child.
Oh, fuck. Again?
And that person's in the family?
Yeah. Wait, are they in the family? Oh, sorry.
I don't know. What does that mean? What does that mean, being in the family? It means you drive your car like a fucking dickhead?
Yeah, that makes you part of the family. Yeah, cool.
Why are you driving so aggressive? I'm part of the family.
I got to get to Costco. There's a really good sale. Yeah.
For my family.
For the family.
I don't know how I got to that point, but I'm along for the ride. I did not mean to make that pun either, but I am along for the ride.
We're all along for the ride.
This is only part one of Fast and Furious 10. So
it's a two-parter? Get the fuck out of here.
No.
They're making Fast and Furious 10, but they're making it two parts. So it's not 11? Sure.
No, it's. I don't know why it's 10 in two parts.
That yeah, Audacity, I love it.
Two movies, that would be a 10th and 11th movie, but you can fact check me on this. I think there are two parts.
We don't fact check on this program.
No. We're not going to do that, no. But I believe you. It's just dumb enough to be true.
I've made this case before. It's the only film franchise I can think of that is a brown savior franchise. It's a bunch of brown folks who keep taking in random white people and saving them. In the beginning, they're saving the first guy from being a cop.
He was gonna be a cop.
So it's a bunch of brown folks who are just like, hey, you're one of us now. And then later, all of these villains, the Jason Statham and everybody else, they all get brought into the family and they get removed from whatever.
Spoiler alert.
Oh yeah,
I haven't seen 1-9 yet.
Well, that's not you. That's kind of on you. Yeah. Those movies came out 27 years ago. So
no, I just haven't had a fucking full 3 weeks to watch them all.
Maybe I'll have a movie night and watch this shit.
You should. Yeah. Make sure to watch Hobbs and Shaw. Underrated film, I think. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And critical.
Critical. It's not a fucking film.
It's a film.
It's
cinematic experience.
Cinema.
Isn't it a spinoff of The Family?
Yeah, because the. The Rock can't stand working with Vin Diesel.
Not a good family member.
Yeah, he's there. Yeah,
they're both so muscly.
They look like, again, they look like two muscular thumbs.
Yeah, they do.
And Tyrese is in the middle of it. I don't know why Tyrese is in the middle of it.
Is this all that Tyrese does now?
I think so. It's just like talk shit about The Rock.
No, what I'm saying, does he just do this movie? That's it?
Like, it's a good life.
I mean, yeah, what else?
Well, I'm not going to critique that.
Built a hibachi grill in his house.
Who did?
Tyrese.
I mean, no, yeah, I'm not saying he's like, let me rephrase. I wasn't hating. I was simply just asking, his main gig right now? Like, he's not singing on the bus anymore with Coca-Cola or anything?
Coca-Cola. Right.
We support Tyrese on this podcast. I want this to be like, it's out there.
Tyrese is like everyone else. When that Coca-Cola commercial came out and he sang on the bus, you know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea.
I don't know who Tyrese is.
What?
Yeah. Whoa, that feels racist.
No. Oh,
yeah, man. I don't know what's
never
going on
heard
here.
Of baby boy?
No. I'm Mexican.
This never anti-blackness.
Always.
Well, let's correct this.
We don't have the rights to that song, so that's going to be edited out. Shit. Very good rendition. Roddy just keeps adding to the arsenal.
Impressive.
Bruce Springsteen.
I wasn't expecting that.
Mace. And now Tyrese.
No, I can't.
I'd like to point out.
Incomparable. I can't be Tyrese.
I'd like to point out that we're racially even tonight.
Oh, finally. Yeah.
And I don't like it.
Balance has been brought to the force.
I don't.
I think only one person here will get that.
I'll speak freely. I don't like it.
Well,
and I want to also say that I am working on a future project with all women because this is very dude heavy. Hmm. And sometimes we ladies need to take it elsewhere to get real.
To the kitchen.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, you just lost.
I did not laugh.
An entire
that
audience.
Was coughing. The allergies are really bad here. My pollen goodness. Is everywhere.
I'm not laughing either.
They're all laughing.
No, I'm not. That was that was terrible. And I think that you
I
should
hate
start,
all men.
Yeah.
Anyway,
as you should.
I'm sorry. That was my misogyny reflex. You just triggered it.
But also, what are you talking about? We didn't talk about this.
No, I'm just like envisioning like a podcast in which women come together.
Oh, so you're not even doing shit with it. You're just envisioning it. This is shit's on your vision board, and
it's coming. Like in the future. Let me just dream, motherfucker.
So like on your all woman one, like can we be on it?
No,
though? Like
no, you know what I mean?
We got opinions.
Yes. Like I'm saying, like,
my men's rights
like,
group
I know it's
really
like
wants
all women, but like we could be on it though, right? Like
we deserve to have a say in things.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Oh. Men free. Anyway.
No, I'll do it for free. I will get on it for free. No problem.
We do this shit for free. Yeah, I mean, sure. Yeah. We're good.
Right,
we're
in. This.
Sure.
Mm. I'll fly in to do it.
Yeah, good idea. Yeah. Let me know. Let me know when it is. Let me know when it is. I'll be right there.
This is what I suffer sometimes here. I just want everyone to know.
Do we have to just identify the elephant in the room? The fact that...
That sounds racist.
Well...
Elephants in Africa. Think about it.
We were talking about Jorge's diarrhea, but you know.
Yeah, Jorge again is not here, and he went to a Beanie Baby convention in South Carolina.
Yep.
He's really into it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's his retirement plan. Mm-hmm. And we're happy. He's happy.
Yeah.
But he fucks up our rhythm, and so we brought in a replacement.
Yeah, you've heard from me before, the East Coast correspondent, also Brazil correspondent for the podcast, and also former child model. So we've got like 50% model quotient here.
Wait, is this true? Can you tell? All right, tell me your journey, your model journey.
What's your journey?
What's your journey like?
I can't remember too much of it, but then like I remember when you said that, and then something, and I was like, oh yeah, I used to model it like for Evergreen Plaza, which is a it's a mall on the south side of Chicago. I don't know why I did it. I think my parents signed me up because I think I got free clothes from the mall or something like that. But then I became a diva. And then that shit was terrible in my high school.
And you haven't looked back. My diva to this day.
I think I've like calmed down, but... Like, at my high school, they wanted me to be in the fashion show, and I was, like, playing it coy, and I was like, I have demands, and I want them to be met.
He had a rider. He said, the green M&Ms came out.
It was and they didn't know if I was going to do it up until the day of the show, and I declined to do it.
Wow.
So,
what a diva.
Yeah, I was like, dang. Yes. I've changed. I've grown.
These are
I've
things learned. I didn't know about you.
So we should be appreciative of the fact that you're here.
Yeah.
I didn't say that. I mean.
You implied it.
That you humbled yourself enough to come to our
after
very, you know, sad and meager podcast.
Well, I've been listening to the podcast faithfully, and I hear you're bashing, my also former child model and black compatriot, my brother over here. Brother Roddy.
Yes, right. That's right.
Got our black berets.
Well, amen.
So welcome here to the stand up for him.
Brother Michael, please speak. Yeah, well, I mean, you want to come to my fence or something? Y'all want to talk Torta again? Because now that guy's over here.
You want to talk Torta?
We're even, but I don't know. I mean, I always want that smoke, but I don't know. It feels like wrong if
but
Jorge's
do you?
Not here. Because
have you seen the way I give side eye?
Yeah, of course.
On a podcast?
Yeah, it's the best part of the podcast, when you give side eye.
The visual tricks that you got up your sleeve during an audio podcast. Great. Yeah,
imagine me giving side eye. Carry on.
She's giving me side eye right now, and it's not that withering. It's more comedic.
It looks like she's just squinting.
Yeah.
Like old lady, like squinting.
But yeah, I'm sad Jorge isn't here. I'm like, may get into the, because, you know, I wanted to talk about tortas with him. I feel like we've texted about it.
I did some research.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hold on. He's bringing in research.
I did some research. It was a little while ago, so it's going to be a little rusty as usual, but I'm going to go give you guys some game. So let me tell you, the torta is not like some old thing because it's a fucking sandwich. Same thing when you're like, yo, bring ciabatta bread. Ciabatta bread, and like, you know, Italian grandmas weren't making that back in the day. It came about in like the 70s and 80s, all right? So did these tortas, okay? So it's just not like, you know, everyone's grandma slaving away in their, you know, in their kitchen making tortas and stuff, perfecting a recipe. It's a mix of everything because it's a sandwich. So by that logic, it could just be a better bread. That's all I'm saying.
I agree with that. Experimentation.
Yep.
The culture marches on.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you.
So little offshoot here, but my grandmother's actually the one responsible for the Dorito Locos taco. Yeah, so you think grandmas aren't slaving over it, like creating, innovating and shit?
You must be doing well.
Yeah. We're doing all right. Yeah. Doing all right.
The Doritos Locos?
She told me, you know, as a little kid, she's like, you need to live mas. And I'm like, I've been living that my entire life.
Wow. It's so inspiring.
Shout out to Nana.
Yeah, and that's the type of shit you don't read about in the school.
You
don't read about that.
This is history.
Yep.
Like lived fucking history.
Yeah, live motherfucking Moss, bitches. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, makes me want to go to a Taco Bell cantina because they have the fancy ones now.
A dine in, like,
you can have
upscale
a drink.
Taco Bell?
Then you can live mucho más. The
cantina. Grandma said that. Abuelita said that's too far. Más is fine. Mucho más is fine.
Demasiado.
Feels, demasiado. Feels racist.
Don't be greedy.
I'm sorry, we cut you off about your girl podcast.
Yeah, we did.
About 20 minutes ago.
Fuck y'all.
And, you know.
We can brainstorm with you.
I don't want input.
We felt like you could use some ideas, so we thought we'd stick around and brainstorm for you. Or with you, I mean, with you. On your girl podcast, okay? What do you guys think? Oh, guys, I don't know if you hear that, but she's giving me the side eye.
I'm slicing him in two.
That was withering. That was a bit withering. Bad. Yeah.
Anyway, it's some shit that I want to do sometime in the vague future.
Sounds great.
Because I have a lot of other stuff that I'm doing, but this is a thing that I want to do because I need to have some women energy around me.
I feel attacked.
Yeah, it feels like you're hating on us a little. Like, you know.
We're not enough. Like, we're not enough.
Well, no, you're not.
Am I being sensitive here? Or is this a direct attack on us and all men?
I can't read the things that my men's rights group is texting me right now because I don't feel it's appropriate. Yeah,
his phone is buzzing. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a beehive.
But they don't like it.
They don't like it. It's hard to believe, but people don't love everything I say, you know?
I mean, but like, you got something going on besides us? Like, you got something else going on or something?
You sound like an abusive partner.
Besides the pie, what are you guys, something else? What are you doing, movies?
You think you could do better?
Yeah.
You think you could do better than this?
This in the fucking, this basement right now?
Doing TV shows as well?
Please.
Absurd.
Yeah, and you think you're gonna find some girls to replace us on your podcast?
I wasn't talking about replacing. I was talking about growing.
Oh no, we're very threatened by this.
And,
even though we're very secure.
Oh, okay. You're feminist, right? You're feminist right here.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, we're supposed to say that, but I'm saying we're very.
Until it's inconvenient.
Yeah, this is, and like right now it seems a little.
Right now it's you're flirting with that line.
I'm making you uncomfortable. I'm sorry, guys.
You're not really featuring us. It's kind of like, yeah.
Who would you like to have on this women's podcast?
Yeah.
That sounds weird. Women's podcast is. I don't like the sound of that. I don't know.
He doesn't like the sound.
Damn,
I was just joking around. No, he just. Joking.
What are your thoughts on the? What are your thoughts on the WNBA, homie?
W just really messes up the NBA.
Podcast, women's podcast.
Damn,
it doesn't sound. I just don't think they should be podcasting right now. Like, I don't think they're ready. Like, you know.
Yeah, we're not.
What could they have to say? That's what.
Yeah, it's like they talk all the time anyway. Am I right?
Oh my God.
Who would you want? Like Oprah?
No.
Or Gail?
No, 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 no.
Yeah, give us your draft board. Like, who's your top list?
I mean, dream list.
Yeah.
There are a lot of bad bitches out there who I want to hang out with.
That's the name of the podcast. From. Right there.
What? What?
A lot of bad bitches?
Yeah.
A lot of bad bitches?
I like it.
That's very catchy.
Yeah.
What? Oh, maybe. I had,
Just remind them that a dude came up with
that. I was going to say, no. You said it. Let him trick you. I knew it. I felt it in the air.
I'm like taking a shit on it and then like burying it underground. Like that's how much I won't use it.
Why are you trying to cover up history?
What Ninja Turtle would you name yourself after?
Oh, Donatello. I love Donatello. I had like the Donatello pajamas.
Trick question. Splinter.
Splinter.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
No, I like
Raphael.
Yeah, he had like a real
edge, but then you're just a Mexican dude. You fucked it.
Oh, this reminds me of something that happened to me earlier this week. I had to go buy some camera equipment. And there was a woman that worked at the camera store, and she talked just like Raphael.
What does that mean?
Like, she was like, then I thought she was from Philly, and then I was like, your accent is, like, first I thought she was, like, from Europe.
Wait a minute, how does Raphael talk?
Like, Raphael talks like this. He was like, oh, I'm a guy from the Bronx, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's
but
how
I'm a turtle, I'm a Ninja Turtle from the Bronx.
Like, but this woman
you're offending
like
so
that.
Many people right now.
She was like, I was like, you have, like, a real, is your accent from Philly? She's like, nah, I'm from New York, the Bronx. And I was like, oh, born and raised. And I was like, this is a white woman.
Oh, my goodness.
I was shocked, but sorry. What I did not mean to derail the what
no,
did
no.
he pick?
No, no, no. It doesn't really matter now.
Yeah,
Raphael's walking around in real life.
It's a woman that works.
I like how
store.
Anyone with like a heavy Bronx accent, you're like, that's Raphael from the Ninja Turtles. Obviously, it's like
this was a sneaky way in the 90s to make toxic waste okay. You might get superpowers.
Oh.
Why you upset?
Third eye open.
Oh, shit.
Stay woke.
Drop wisdom, fuckers.
Stay woke.
Just dropping wisdom.
God.
That's what we do.
Should we introduce ourselves?
We shouldn't have to, but we should.
No, I don't want to
introduce the podcast.
Okay,
what's wrong with you?
No Chingus is a podcast in which four very strange motherfuckers come together and talk about things that piss them off. And we try to figure out solutions, and sometimes not. And sometimes it gets weird, and then it gets deep. Wow.
Generally not so deep.
So. We've never had an intro like that before.
All breathy and shit.
Yeah.
That's poetry.
There's
I guess.
Just a lot of surprises going on.
This is professional poetry. That's right. What it's
I'm
about.
I'm a poet
it's
a by trade.
Poetry
you know?
Slam right there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was poetic.
Are you going to introduce yourself, though?
Oh, yeah. My name is Erica Sanchez, and I am the founder of No Chingus.
The No Chingus Podcast Network.
That's not the flex you think it is. This is a pretty sad enterprise.
It is a very nice basement, I'll say that. It's the fanciest basement I've ever been in.
It's a crawl space.
That's fucking terrible that you said this. Sad.
We have a good time. That's the important thing. Obviously, we're not doing it for the money because we don't have any advertisers.
Yet.
Except for...
Who's that?
Well, we're sponsoring D's Nuts Academy. They're getting money from us. We're sponsoring them. Okay. They don't sponsor us.
But yeah. That's that film's coming out in 2 years.
Yeah. Yep.
Pre-production right now.
That's right.
Anyway,
doing auditions right now if you want to try out.
So yeah, I'll pass it on to you, Roddy.
What's up? I'm Roddy. I don't want to be here, but I feel like I had to be for the children. I got to give them game, give them teachings.
Good on you. I'm Martin Malecho, PhD in Pendejadas from Danny Trejo University. Don't be jealous, but I've been receiving creepy handwritten notes from, in Spanish, from a Jehovah Witness for 3+ years.
Oof. Oh my God.
Wow.
In my mailbox.
What are they? Wow. What are they?
About once a month.
I've gotten one of them before.
You got one?
Not in Spanish, but it's weird.
And can I just say this to like this guy who has been reaching out to me for 3+ years? Your penmanship is fucking perfection.
That's what I was going to say about mine. I was like, yo, I've never seen penmanship so good except for like my third grade teacher.
No one's
like, there's some shit.
These letters.
Why's it got to be about you? We're talking about our experiences.
It sounds great.
Also,
to be
when
you
I first
right
got
now.
I was so. They started doing it really during the pandemic because they used to go door to door. Yeah, they used to go door to door.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they stopped exactly doing right. that. And so then they just started mailing letters. They handwritten. So the first time I got one, I was crazy confused. Yeah. I'm like, who is this person?
There was it addressed to you? Like,
it's addressed. Yes. It's addressed to you.
Like, yes.
And so I was just like, who wrote me a handwritten note?
But I think they only sent it to people who think they can be saved.
So if you haven't gotten one, just take the hint, take your file, and you're pretty much
You're doomed.
Yeah, they're never gonna be saved. So
well, they're right.
Yeah,
yeah, no, well, you know, no debate there.
My address was current in their system, so I got me a little letter. I don't know.
I feel a bit left out. I didn't get these letters.
No, you should. You absolutely should.
I like a handwritten letter.
You know, it was actually kind of like a letter. I was like, oh shit, someone wrote me a handwritten. This is amazing. And then I was
we should write back.
Yeah, we should write back.
I haven't written back, but I think we should write back.
And be like, the fuck?
Man. But it should be like a letter from camp.
It should be like,
you know, I should just be writing back going like, I'm really scared, Mom.
Yeah. And just be like, what?
Oh, my God. Mom,
can you come pick me up?
I think that'll work.
All right. Who's next?
Oh.
Weirdos.
It's not Jorge because He's got a
diarrhea.
Yeah, again.
And the Beanie Babies.
So
oh, right. Sorry.
He has diarrhea at the Beanie Baby conference. I mean, it's still diarrhea, but it's
he's ruined tens of thousands of dollars worth of Beanie Babies.
So his retirement is in shambles.
So yeah. I'm helping him out.
He can't retire.
It's Maurice here to balance the coalition a bit today. And do some child model talk. Get into the
Not only we're both black, we both are child models, you know what I'm saying? Like, we had a strong coalition over here. Yeah.
I feel like these two dudes just got pulled into some crazy spot in the mall by some, like, guy who they should not have been talking to.
And this guy took a lot of pictures of us. A lot of pictures.
Got a bunch of candy, too.
Yeah, it was delicious. But, you know, that's how I became a model. How'd you become a model?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, what's your story?
Oh, shit.
Ay, Diosito. Wait. Can I just fucking start with my no chingas, please?
Please?
Can I just jump right in?
It's kind of what the podcast is called.
Yeah. And I'm the founder of this podcast.
The Kendall Roy of the podcast.
Network, yes.
The network. Anyway, so recently I put some pictures on Instagram in which I was like in front of my beloved Italian beef stand from my childhood. And it was just like a very light post. And that's how I've been trying to keep my Instagram because I feel like things on social media can get really weird really quickly. And so someone commented, like, because I suppose they were nearby, oh, you should have come to the police station so I could take a picture with you. And I very impulsively and very rudely said, I hate cops, shrug emoji. And that person was very upset. And I understand that I was extremely rude. And I wish I would have just ignored it and moved on with my day. But I don't know, I was feeling particularly feisty at that moment in time. And it triggered something for me. And I felt like I'm not really being seen at all if someone thinks that I would go willingly to a police station because I'm very anti-police. I'm anti-establishment. I'm anti-capitalist. You know, I'm anti-patriarchy. You know, these are the things that are very, very important to me. And this is how I live my life. And I feel like if you know me even a little bit, you would know that I do not like the police. The police scares me. I think it's dangerous. I think it's an institution that needs to change drastically. I don't know what that looks like exactly, but, you know, I've had several very negative interactions with police officers. A lot of my loved ones have had, you know, other experiences as well. And people all over the country, people of color, have been killed by police officers. So for me to, you know, just kind of ignore such a comment, I don't know. I guess I don't know. It was something for me that at that moment I had to say it, and I regret the way that I did. And I regret that it was on Instagram, and because that's not what I want Instagram to be for me. In fact, I took a break for a few days because I'm like, I need to live in the real world. I need to be here. I need to figure out who I am. And my Instagram is for me to control. I could do whatever I want with it, just like anyone else can. And so if anyone has an issue with that, then so be it. And so, yeah, that's what happened. And it was unfortunate, and it was kind of self-inflicted in a sense.
Do you think that they wanted you to come to the police station to bring them some beefs?
Perhaps.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But I still wouldn't have gone because, yeah, don't love the police. I've had bad experiences, yeah. Guys.
I think social media, the first casualty of social media is like nuance, right? But it's so... This is one of those where everybody gets upset. We're like, my uncle Carl Winslow is a police officer and he's a wonderful man. And it's like what we're talking about are systems that have historically oppressed people of color, right? Like,
yeah.
And that's not communicated. And was this, do you know if this was, is this a police officer or was this just somebody who worked at the police station?
It's unclear to me. There was a response. And then I like couldn't read all of this because it, like, gave me anxiety.
Sure.
And so I was like, I'm deleting my shit for a little while. And so I really don't know, but I just think it's really sad when people of color stand up for these institutions and, you know, are a part of them. And I'm sure you can be a nice person. I don't know. But like the system itself that you're a part of is very, very poisonous. It's bad. It began in mm-hmm. in slavery. Yep. Its intentions are so terrible. Watch the documentary 13th. Like, this is real stuff. Like, oh man, I just,
yeah. And there are, you know, there are even other police departments in other parts of the world that are founded under different principles, so they react differently to shit, you know what I mean? Like they But the principles that ours is found on is this kind of shit. And for, you know, a lot of people of color to just, I just never had an interaction with the police where I felt better afterwards. Like, right. Never. And I just, right. And I mean that. I'm not even trying to be like facetious. Like, never. Like, anytime I've had to call them, it sucked. And not just because of the situation, because it, like, you know, but, and then the times that I didn't call them, which is 99% of the times, right, that I had contact with police, it's been terrible. It's been fucking oftentimes, like, in college, it happened a lot and shit like that. Like, and like, that shit happened just because I was in spaces where there were black people.
And as a person of, like, color, yeah, you're, yeah, doing calculus, yeah, that people don't understand, yeah, like, unless you are, like, yeah, of mm-hmm. these communities, where it's like, you have to do the math, go like, I right now need someone to help me, but that ain't it.
Yeah.
Because that's going to complicate shit, and potentially, like, this could turn deadly.
You might,
right,
die.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, nah, man, easily.
And so, like, yeah.
And that sucks.
The type of contact you have when you're a person of color is just different than, yeah, I think, you know, other people. It's just, so, like, And you know, even my kids who are 10 and, you know, 11, I try not to say shit about it. Yeah. Like, yeah. Even they don't really have a good perception because, like, they've had a few interactions. None of them have been good. Like, there's never, like, I don't know what circumstance they would have a good, like, that's, I'm trying to rack my brain under what circumstance they would have a good interaction with the police officer at this point. And I can't think of one just because of the way the system is and the way the yeah. fucking cops roll out here too.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry that I was rude and, you know, kind of an asshole, but I stand by how I feel. And not everyone has to like me, but this is what I believe. I believe that, you know, we're better than this, that there are other ways to, you know, manage our society that doesn't involve killing people of color left and right. So, yeah, that's it. That's all I wanted to say about it. I'm not, like, trying to have these arguments on the internet, you know? Like, it's just not how I want to roll. That's not how I want to live my life. I want to write, and I want to, you know, be present and be with my family.
And eat beefs.
I'm very confused as to why would you invite someone to a police station? Like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, that's just a weird thing to...
That felt very weird to me.
Like, why would you voluntarily... Like, I can't think of, like, voluntarily go down to the police station for what?
Yeah.
Am I under arrest, sir?
Hard
pass. Am I free to go?
Like, it made no sense. I was like,
And then I'm like, if you knew me just a little bit, you would never invite me.
But they're trying to get some of your juice, like, with the young folks, too, with this shit. Be like, oh, come on down. Like, you'd be cool. Even though, like, they, you know, you, like, if they knew anything about you or if they... Was this police?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, was that not? I don't know. That's okay. Well,
Anyway, next.
Police. I mean, like, similar to what Roddy was saying, like, it's so alien because, like, there's been times where I've just been walking to my job. I worked in Lincoln Park, which is an area of Chicago. It's very white, very Tony, and Tony. I can't believe. Why did I say Tony? Oh,
yeah. What does that mean?
I'm like, what are you saying? What is that?
I thought I was left out of this one. I didn't get it.
Who's Tony?
No, not Tony Tone.
Soprano.
No,
not Tony T O N I. Tony T O N E Y or
like a rich neighborhood.
Braxton.
That was my
How do you spell that?
I think it's like the name, T-O-N-Y.
This is not a thing. This is not real.
I think it's from like the 30s. I talk like.
Oh, okay. My goodness. All right.
We're doing this now? We're doing this now? Please.
Anyway.
Continue.
Anyway, I was literally just walking down the block from my job to get a zip car. And crossing the street, a cop car pulls up to me, almost hits me. A guy jumps out the car pointing a gun at me and is like yelling. I put my hands up. I'm like, I have no idea what's going on. Cause I'm just like in the middle of the street.
Oh my God.
Crossing the street. And he's like yelling. And I was like, could you just tell me what's going on? And then another cop car comes behind me. And then like another cop cuffs me and throws me down. Like,
no.
What the fuck?
On the hood of the car, right in front of my office, by the way.
Oh my God.
And like, I'm like, could you please tell me what's going on? They're like not communicating with me at all. It's like super embarrassing. Cause I'm just like.
Traumatizing.
And I'll never forget this. Like apparently they were looking for a black person that I think was like short. A black short man with three large black women. And I was like, why didn't you just ask me? Like, and then I remember the cop, when he uncuffed me, he was like, well, if you see any more blacks around here,
get the fuck out of here.
Yes,
sure. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, sure, I'll do that. And I was so mad.
Oh, my God.
And then, it kept going because I walked down the street and another cop car pulled up.
No.
And then, a black cop jumped out. And I was like, oh, there's one of them over there. And they're, like, so confused. And they're like, And they're like, come with us, get in the car. And I was like, I'm not going anywhere with you. And they're like, no, get in the car. And I was like, and then I kept saying, like, oh, there's a black person here. And they're like, what are you talking about? And I was like, jeez, that other officer said if I saw a black person to let the police let the police know.
Oh my God.
And they were like so confused and they just drove off. But like I was so furious.
Dude, as you should have been.
Down the street. Can't even walk down the street.
Oh man.
And these are lived experiences. So when somebody's like, well, why can't you just see the police as being genuinely good? Like, people have lived experiences that they're pulling from that inform their opinions on this group of people. Right? So I'm always confused by like, how are you resistant to what people are telling you?
Yeah, it's like so many people.
Could you listen to what people are saying, you know? And what is literally happening,
but it's people of color saying it, so they it's just
it
like
doesn't matter.
Like we're all made it up.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm also confused by if I'm a police officer, and let's say I'm one of the good ones, and I'm trying, like, why don't you want policing as it exists now to drastically shift so you receive the actual support that you need? So when you're walking up into these spaces with people, you have, like, this whole idea of, like, there's different experiments throughout the country where they're trying to reimagine what public safety is, right? Not policing, but, like, safety. And so, like, this, like, if you call somebody, you can indicate whether or not somebody's, in, like, in distress in terms of, like, the mental health distress. So you're not going to get somebody who has a six-month program at a community college who then was handed a weapon and then told, you know, go out there, do your thing, and you actually have, like, maybe somebody who has a background in counseling or therapy or something where they know exactly what they're about to encounter and how to de-escalate.
What an amazing thing that would be.
Right. Why would you resist it?
Oh, sorry.
Why would you resist at all? Is what the cops always ask. And yeah. Why are you resisting?
I can't, that's a charge, resisting arrest. What do you, like, I think, yeah, like, technically breathing is resisting arrest the way, yeah, because... What is that? Like, someone grabs you, you're going to resist. That's a normal,
yeah,
like, human function. But anyway, I was saying I had a roommate from Norway who was like, who worked for a unit like that. So he would, like, when he lived here, he was shocked at, like, if you call, like, you know, 911 or whatever, the cops come, because he was like, his job was basically like a psychiatric nurse.
Yeah.
And so, like, when someone was having a mental
in Norway,
health,
he
in
would
Norway,
be
yeah, that oh, was his wow. job. Yeah. So, like, he went out with other psychiatric
right.
nurses to talk to people, de-escalate the situation,
amazing.
And figure out what sort of care people needed. And when he came here, he was like, they send people with guns. Like,
yes.
I'm like, saying it's a different, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. There, other countries have a different, because our police came out of a very specific need to
yeah.
catch slaves running from the South. That's literally why the police were created. And they've evolved from that. In other countries, like, it's not as deep as that. And it's like, oh, we have a city. A lot of shit pops off here. How can we ensure public safety for everyone?
Public safety.
And they,
not policing, yeah. public safety. Yeah,
and they literally belong to hate groups. Like,
there are cops that mm-hmm. belong to hate groups,
yeah.
literally.
Proudly.
Yeah.
Well, look at all the January 6th nonsense, right? Like, how many of those were, like, actually, I think there was one guy who's, like, an FBI agent, and then
oh,
you have all these
shit.
Police officers involved. So you're not making a great case for yourselves, guys? Like, if you're saying, like, well, we're not that, you absolutely are, because there's evidence everywhere you look.
So that's why we don't like you.
Carl Winslow, we do support.
Yeah, Carl Winslow.
Yeah.
Can I just say that right now?
He was one of the
come
good
home,
ones.
Is, take off his-
did he retire?
Oh. No, he's still working. He's still on the streets right now. Yeah, he's still working.
On the streets? Yeah. He wouldn't have got a desk job by now?
I hope so.
No, we need him out there. We need him out there in these Chicago streets.
He's wearing compression socks. It's got to be rough for him right now. Yeah, he's getting up there.
He's been a beat cop for 45 years.
I was saying, I don't even have beat cop. Have you ever seen a cop, like, on foot? Walking around, have you
no,
like,
on
in,
foot?
In, like, just walk, like,
so
spinning it, Bobby,
yeah,
like, so Bobby Pin, like, whistling. Never seen that shit in my motherfucking life, man.
But that was the whole idea of, like, getting to know the community right, that you work in, right? Like, no, I don't see that.
Yeah, they don't care about us. Wait, who's got another no chingas?
I mean, I got one. Since I'm from here, but I live in New York now. And I take the subway all
nice
the
flex.
Time.
I live in New York now. Okay.
Fifth Avenue, 95th, 96th Street.
The Bronx with Rafael.
I take the yellow cabs everywhere.
Okay. To be fair, I do literally work on Fifth Avenue. But anyway.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Anyway. Oh, my.
You're not helping your cause, homie.
Hope you get arrested in front of your office building.
Not there. I mean, actually, they've never treated me poorly in that place yet. Nice. So we'll see. I feel like it's coming at any moment.
That's how we live, guys.
But anyway, I mean, this is going to get a lot sadder, but I take the subway every day, and three to five times out of the week, I will see someone that's like, unfortunately, without a home,
yeah,
having issues on the subway, asking for help. And I can't imagine like what that's like to have to do that. Like, that's incredibly stressful, incredibly traumatic that you have to, that this is what you have to do to live. Like, no one should have to do that. And it's awful. And like, what was that? Not even like a week ago, the Jordan Neely thing where he gets choked out for like having a breakdown and being upset in like a very frankly upsetting situation for nothing, and then it's being politicized. Like that guy was just straight up murdered.
Yeah, if you don't know what happened, Good Samaritan in quotes, like he Jordan Neely was having like an episode on a train, screaming and yelling.
Yeah,
which if anyone has ever been on a train, you've seen that.
Yeah,
every day. But this dude decided to choke him out, like to hold him, pin him down, and choke him out, and he choked him to death right there on the train.
Yeah,
Jesus fucking Christ.
And we're supposed to have all these cops at every station now to help, quote unquote help. This is a podcast, so I did finger quotes? Is that like,
air bunnies?
We
also said quote, everything. Unquote.
Quote, so unquote, yes.
Yeah. We got that.
But, so we have cops everywhere in the subway. That's like, and they're like, oh, that's, this is going to so make terrifying. It better. And then a person gets murdered. Where were the cops that you spend, what, $11 billion on?
Oh, my God.
In
that city.
When you arm people with no education and give them the authority to, like, quote, unquote, police people, it becomes this whole, to a man with a hammer, everything's a nail. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you see somebody like this guy who's going through an episode, clearly going through something that needs support that is not you with a gun. Right. Like, and I always worry, like in this case, it was the quote unquote good Samaritan who did it. But like a police officer showing up at this, what are they going to offer? What do they offer?
They have no expertise, you know, no training,
no fault of their own. Like if we're being really generous, we're like, this is not your job. But
no, truly.
But
right.
Why don't you want support that like would actually support your day to day like job? So when you are encountering people who are going through significant mental health issues or anything, any break, you have somebody there who knows what they're doing.
It's as if caring about other people is radical. And it's so fucked up that we live in a society where that is something that people judge, you know, like, oh, you care about those people? It's like, yeah, I care about everybody. Like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
We're the wealthiest nation on the fucking planet, and folks who are going through shit, who are unhoused, do not have the support that they need. Explain that shit to me.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, the fact that we have billionaires in this country, like, what the fuck are they even spending their money on? Oh, my God. They could do so much, and they choose not to, and it just kills me. Like, you could just live like a real person and change the whole fucking planet. But I guess that's not how they live.
Mm-mm. But
you could also build a rocket ship, though, dog. You know what I'm saying?
You think the sex robots on that rocket ship are free?
You can have space sex, motherfucker. With $1 billion, that's what I'd be doing.
Oh, my God.
The first place your brain went?
Give me 30 billion. I'll be doing space sex privatized.
Damn.
Can we point out that everyone is miserable? Everyone who is wealthy in that way is a piece of shit, and they're miserable. So, like, what the fuck?
They're definitely miserable. And, yeah, I mean, to acquire that much money and just keep getting it and not give a fuck, like, it's hard to understand how, like, you keep wanting more. Like, what else?
For what?
I mean, at that point, it becomes about getting just ridiculous power, having
Yeah, that's how
Unbridled power over stuff. And that's what this type of money's getting them. I mean, there's no other thing you can buy other than that.
It's gross. Get a fucking hobby, man. Learn a trade.
Get into carpentry.
Elon Musk, become an electrician. Do some HVAC work.
Those are very well-paid jobs.
Oh, my God, yes. Yes.
Yeah, VCR repair.
Something.
You know?
Some woodwork, yeah.
Yeah, do something.
Do some woodwork. Baskets. You know how much more mellow Elon Musk and fucking Jeff Bezos would be if they were woodworking or crocheting?
Just like fucking basket weaving?
Yeah.
They would stop fucking up the whole fucking planet.
Stop building fucking spaceships that look like a dick with balls? Yeah.
Which just, yeah.
I wonder why they do that.
Why Elon Musk says that?
Why are they both in the streets so heavy? Like, both of them.
Oh, yeah, no. Baldhead, with the Amazon dude, Bezos was at Coachella with, like, some shit. Like, yeah, in a tight ass shirt.
I missed this. Explain. Oh, yeah. Say more.
There was a picture of him with some chick that was, literally have his age or whatever. And he was trying to look. He was just like, he's been a nerd for so long, and now that he's in his, like, I don't know, 60s? How old is he?
He's got to be late
50s. He's like, oh, shit, I got to go to Coachella with this chick with my, with his little chest out. Yeah. It's very hilarious.
Can I ask you this? Was he on beat? Like,
no,
if he's not.
It was a picture.
Oh, it was a picture.
But,
okay.
You know what? I could tell from the picture he was not on
beat. Not on beat.
Yeah, I could tell from the picture. He was definitely off.
I think he had, like, white pants on. I think there was white pants on. And Coachella, it looks like a big mud pit. So that doesn't. But I guess if you're rich enough, I don't. That
so he was dressed like Pitbull.
Yeah, he kind of was dressed like Pitbull.
He was dressed exactly like Pitbull.
He kind of was.
Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, he's also like, bald. I'm Mr. Worldwide.
Also a great bald man.
Yeah. Although Mr. Worldwide, the OG, Pitbull, I give him a lot more credit than Bezos.
I was a huge Pitbull fan growing up. Like
the dog?
I like all dogs.
Sweet, Maurice.
Back when he was Mr. 305. Before he was Mr. Worldwide. Yeah,
you got to start somewhere. You got to start somewhere.
I remember when he was Mr. 305.
Wearing that hoodie all the time.
Yeah. And those jean shorts. Yeah. Be super, super.
You know what I like? I like his inspirational quotes. I like when he just drops like this wisdom about like if you just work hard enough, you're there's no stopping you. I love it.
The dale after it.
I ignore it until I hear the dale and I'm like, oh, let me go back and re-listen to that.
That's what like programs.
Yeah, that's
you're like, oh, what? Dale. He hypnotizes you.
You know he has some points.
Yeah, he's like, Pitbull might be on something here. We should just keep on trying.
It would be amazing if you got Pitbull on the podcast, by the way. I think that would be...
I don't think you're really making it enticing for him.
Put it on your vision board.
I will.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Worldwide.
Maybe with all your lady friends.
Yeah.
My lady
friends. Maybe he'll come on your lady podcast.
Yeah. Because God knows, we're not good enough for you.
I don't listen to any Pitbull, so I feel like...
You've never listened to...
I mean, when it's on, when I'm in the world, and
you've never been out and heard of Pitbull.
No,
of course, of course.
Oh, yes.
I have seen you get tired to Pitbull.
Damn. Oh, he just called you out. Wow. Maurice said, bullshit.
I literally don't
remember, but it's probably true. But I'm saying, like, I've heard it out there, but I wouldn't, like, sit at my desk and play Pitbull. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's just I appreciate we hold each other accountable on this podcast. So Maurice just brought, like, just took you down and said, I've seen you get turned to Pitbull, and you're talking some wild shit. Yeah.
Wait,
say that last part.
Pitbull's like, that's right. You don't listen to me. Oh, for real?
Oh my God.
I'm Mr. Worldwide.
Let me explain that Maurice and I have known each other for, I believe, 13 years now. And we started a podcast back in the day called.
No, I didn't want. I did not want this. There was some wild shit that went on.
I can't find it.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That is very good.
The internet doesn't forget. I'll find you guys.
Okay, forget it. Let's just skip this part. I was just going to give context, but it doesn't matter.
I think we talked about it when I was on before, didn't
we? Maybe. Yeah. Never mind.
Like the real No Chingas heads know. Like the people that are into the lore.
Yeah.
We have lore? All right, that's kind of great.
Yeah, I like lore. Like more rat content. We did it. I did an event at the. Why? Remember?
Yeah, I do remember. Yeah. It was great.
When I had this event at the Museum of Mexican Art, and apparently we have a lot of fans here in Chicago, and like during the like mingling hour, who overheard? People were saying no more rat content because.
Oh.
The people have spoken. They want more rat content.
That's all I was trying to say.
They want more rat content.
No more or more?
No, like they want more.
Comma, like no exclamation point, more rat content, or no comma, more rat content.
They want more rat content.
I don't know how to answer that. That question, but they want more rat content. They know in the commas. I don't know what the fuck you're asking, but they do want more rat content.
Why?
It's great content.
That's
the last time you were on was heavy with rat content, as a matter of fact, if I remember correctly.
I didn't bring it up.
You're in New York. We're in Chicago.
Rats happen.
Rats happen a lot.
I saw rats here.
Yeah.
Like yesterday.
Yeah.
Beefy rats, yeah, me by too. The way.
Yeah, they're well fed. Like
Planet Fitness rats.
they're at the back just eating the free pizza that everyone has. Is that so they're
big? Working out?
Hey, they pay the money. They can do whatever they want. Yeah.
Oh, damn. My goodness.
That was $10 a month? Rat was. Is it still $10 a month?
I don't know.
I had a membership.
Was it $10 a month?
That's what they say, and then there's all these add-ons, you know? Oh, right?
Capitalism. Jesus
Christ. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Although Planet Fitness, if you want to advertise with us, we are still open to open. That. So just talk to us.
And if the rats in the back of Planet Fitness, if you guys, I know you have a guild of some kind. If you would like to come together and support our podcast, we will also.
A guild. A guild of rats.
What does the rat guild even do?
They just fuck shit up.
Crafts rats?
They fight the pigeon.
They survive is what they do. They live. I've seen a rat in like here in like negative 18 degrees, and it was the biggest rat I've ever seen. Like, you got to be hardy. These are some fucking hardy motherfuckers.
That's
bro.
Some CPAP,
right? There's a certain beauty to it.
Yeah.
I think we've established I'm pro-rat in the past. They're like extremely intelligent creatures. They're like really smart. They have like feelings. I don't know why.
How are rats able to do that with you swinging from their nuts so hard? That's what I don't really understand. You're a ratsman.
In my past, in school actually, I had to train a rat. And the first thing you do whenever you meet your rat is you pick it up and you literally give the rat a hug.
Wait. What kind of school did you go to?
I went the University of Illinois.
And then, okay, so that's where you learned. That's where you take Rat Love 101.
Alley Academy.
Like Alley Works, Illinois.
These are fancy rats, though. I think these were those, like, I don't know. They were
college-educated rats. They're, you know,
on they campus. Were college rats.
Talk about Chaucer. These rats are...
Yeah, we were... But yeah, we had to caress. This is gonna sound so bizarre. We had to caress the rats for like every day for like 20, 30 seconds, and then after the end of the day, we had to like give them a hug as well. And then like you could tell them by their personalities. It was really.
I think my question sounds strange. How can they do all that with you swinging from their nuts? I
think it's so strange. God damn.
Yes. The weirdest thing was that we had to try to watch them mate. Okay, that was right. Weird.
Wait, right. What? Might need this is all
I
getting
like,
cut.
I like rat content. I do. But I think maybe we're going too far.
Hey, Gerald, cut the fuck out of all this. So our engineer is cutting it. Don't worry about it. We're good.
That's the engineer? Gerald?
Gerald.
Oh, that's
today. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have not met a Gerald. I don't think I've ever met a Gerald in real life.
He's right there.
Yeah, he's right there.
Say hi to Gerald.
Hey.
So he doesn't talk. He's not allowed to talk. We dock him $5 every time he says a word.
Mm-hmm.
Like have either of you ever met a Gerald in person? Not heard of a Gerald, because I know everyone knows like Gerald Levert.
Levert? Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah,
I met a Gerald.
Who's
you met a Gerald? Was he like that Dominique's brother? Old?
Gerald Wilkins?
I met him.
No, I didn't mean Gerald Wilkins.
Who's going to question me on this? Yes, I met Gerald Wilkins.
I met Gerald.
We're best friends. I was best man at his wedding.
Yeah, I don't know if it... <that one's...
laughs> All right, what's up next is Chigadaris. nailed the pronunciation again. I've been doing Google Translate on that to make sure I get it right.
I don't even want to try.
And I think it's working. It's weird. Yeah. Chingaderas. Were you just talking about whatever you want? You know, the various Chingaderas.
Lots of Chingaderas.
Mm-hmm. Chingaderas.
Yeah, so I got one. Mm-hmm. We got our buddy, our freaking flyer, our Ron DeSantis.
Ronald.
Pudding Fingers Ron DeSantis from Florida. If Ronald, you don't know that reference.
Meatball Ron, a.k.a.
Apparently, somebody caught him. I don't know if it was on an airplane, but he was eating pudding with three fingers.
Is that true? Oh, my
God. I love the detail. It was three fingers. Because two fingers would have been fine. But somebody's like, he was using three fingers to eat his.
Maybe he has like little fingers. And he needs
in the, it was it in the pudding case?
I'm going to paint it that way in my head. Like, yeah, if you're
this
asking.
This guy's demented.
He is demented.
I don't like him.
And his entire state, apparently, he is king because they have a Republican legislature. So it's essentially like a sweep, right? So they can pass whatever legislation that they want. And right now, we know he wants to, he has presidential ambitions or whatever. And he is doing all of those right wing, like talking points. He's hitting, he's trying to pass all these laws. The current one that's supposed to pass is like SB 1718. I might be wrong with that. I don't know. That is supposed to target undocumented folks in Florida, of which there are many. Like, there are many in many different states. And they're making everything essentially a felony. They're making it a felony to work if you're undocumented. They're making it a felony to employ people who are undocumented, to move somebody to you know, move them in your car, to live with them. All of this stuff, it's criminalizing these folks and it's destroying fucking lives. So even right now, you see, if you look on social media, you'll see people who are on the ground who are seeing like all of these like different workplaces that are just like empty right now because people are trying to figure out what to do with their lives, right? Like, because now you're putting everybody in danger. So even if you're, imagine if you're a child, you're 16 and your parents are undocumented and you're driving them from point A to point B, you are now a felon. If you get caught.
Shit.
So
what
this
kind of undocumented, are we like Canadian undocumented?
Yeah, yeah. No, I think you're absolutely right. I think that's who they're going to prioritize. Yeah. Like, the Canadians.
The Swiss, there. The Canadians, and that's who they're really going
Austrians,
after. They really care
I think
about.
As well.
Correct, correct.
Yep, yep,
I've heard
they're worried about
rumblings those are the, on the internet.
Yep. I think they're okaying racial profiling, by the way, too. So I'm sure the Canadians are top of that list.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. That's, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
So he's a piece of shit. I mean, no surprise to anybody, but he is doing all this shit right now, and it is
and then eating pudding like that. Yeah. That's sick. Fuck.
I call him Ron Dick Santis. That's what I just made that up. That's what I call him.
He might like that though.
Oh God.
Have you ever heard about like his dating?
I have not.
Oh, there was like an article about like how like he would take women. Oh, yes, he would take women out on dates. No one's heard this?
I have
no.
Not.
You triggered my memory. I haven't heard this.
I have not.
It's wild.
Let me tell you. So he would go on dates with women. By the way, this dude's like in his, like, what is it, like 42, 44? Mm-hmm. He does not look like a 44-year-old.
No,
man.
He does not.
He's 44 right now?
He looks,
I think, 45 maybe.
Really? He looks like an 80-year-old toddler in a suit.
Why does his suit fit like that?
Because he's an 80-year-old toddler.
Okay.
But I accept it. So he, when he would go out on dates before he was married to, I'm guessing, his very happy wife, he would take women to Thai restaurants.
Yep.
And then he would mispronounce the word Thai as thigh. Yep. So he was like, would you like to go to the Thai restaurant? Do you like Thai food? And he would like keep up this whole thing. And if they corrected him, he would just dismiss them.
He'd
be
like, what?
He doesn't want a woman.
He doesn't want to be questioned.
Oh.
And when he's wrong. And he knew he was saying it incorrectly.
God, that's such a sick motherfucker.
I don't even know what to do with that.
It's
a lot.
Why thigh? Like, why is that like a pervert thing? I mean, I don't know if he's a pervert. I have no proof.
Come on, man. You
no
do
proof
know
that he's a pervert.
We have no proof. The legal department is saying again. Please, we have no proof.
Gerald is allegedly shaking his head. No, he's not alleged, our legal department. He's
alleged
like, no.
Pervert.
But the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, the heebie-jeebies. That's confirmed heebie-jeebies, though. The heebie-jeebies are. Yeah.
Gerald
confirmed.
Said that's fine.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Like that's why.
Thanks, Gerald.
Like why would like why I.
Because you're a piece of shit.
I've been on
Maurice.
Many a date. Like, why? Me?
No, no, not you. Him.
Him. I mean, I am. Maurice. But, like, you're great.
So, you're
great. What have you heard?
I mean, all the rat shit is a little weird, but other than that, you're great.
It's. But it's. Why would you do that? Like, what? Like, what? What? Like, why? I don't understand.
Because you're a misogynist piece of shit.
He wants someone to be completely submissive, yes. Even though when he's saying literally the dumbest fucking thing on the fucking planet, this woman better not question him because he's a man. That's what he's saying.
Can I give you an example of, it just popped in my head now. His wife was battling cancer, if I'm not mistaken, during like COVID when it was like at its peak. And that's when he decided to make his whole point about like yelling at students who were wearing masks, and like he was unmasked and going into crowded spaces with his immunocompromised wife. That's the kind of motherfucker we're talking about.
Yikes.
Yes. That's the motherfucker we're talking about. Allegedly, Gerald. Not Gerald. Well, not Gerald showed up. Gerald just showed up. Yeah.
He's back.
Thanks.
Gerald's very nice.
He's thorough. He's thorough. That's why I like
he's on top of shit.
Knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
Many a thing.
I have a question from a listener.
Oh, hit us.
I love this question. How to get over short men who can't communicate? ?
Oh. Oof.
Okay. Well, all right.
Well, no.
I'm like 7'4", so I can't answer that.
I have to do it first because I am a lady.
It's fine.
But what I would say to you is that short men.
Kings.
Sure. You can be a king. You can be a king. But stop fucking talking about it all the time and making us feel weird about it.
About the fact that you're short?
Yeah, like that's the problem.
Wait, is that implied in this question? Like that he talks about it a lot?
No, but I'm just saying like short men are what I'm trying to say is that they're so insecure about themselves. Mm. And so it just manifests in their relationships like really, really terribly. And I think that's probably what she might be experiencing. And not communicating because you can't admit, like, I'm mad because I'm short. You know, you can't say that shit out loud. Yeah. But maybe that's what you're feeling, you know? It's a lot. It's like there's so much baggage there that you can't begin to unpack. And you shouldn't.
But not too much because he can't carry because he's so short.
Why is it even a problem to be short? Like, it's not like there's anything right. in life that has, like, besides amusement parks, that have, like, a height requirement.
Well,
there is discrimination against short folks.
That's true.
There definitely is.
And I think people are often bullied for that. Yeah, no, I totally empathize.
You should listen. Let me answer. Can I give
you yeah.
You say, look, short king. Love you no matter what shape or size, horizontal or vertical. And then you give him a kiss on his forehead.
Is that an Ed Sheeran? What just happened?
That's what you say.
Do you pick him up like that guy from Shrek? Like
you
the little.
Him up. You can pick him up if you want to and hold him up and kiss him on his forehead.
Oh my God. You're terrible.
Gerald is shaking his head. Like, does not like this at all. Wait. Okay, I'm gonna ask Erica here. Define short. Define short.
She didn't say specifically, but I imagine if she's saying short, like it's something that affects their relationship and his life and shit, then that means he's probably like my height. You know?
Yeah. 6'3", 6'4".
5'3". A proud 5'3". I think it's really unfortunate that society does that to men, you know, in that way, like short men are ridiculed and then they're just like bitter about it and then they treat women like shit because of it. You know what I'm saying? It's just like this terrible system that we have.
Like a terrible pecking order.
Yeah. Like. Yeah. Yeah. It's just like, why can't we all just treat each other with respect? But I feel like you don't have to endure this kind of abuse if that's what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, if someone's insecure about anything, like that, it's not your problem.
It's not. Yeah. It's not. They have to go to therapy. They need to heal. They need to like fucking meditate, whatever the fuck they have to do to heal and be well enough to be in a relationship with you.
And if they don't, lárgate.
Uh-huh, a la chingada.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a bit far.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what that means, but pull yourself up by your bootstraps as tall as you can.
Oh,
well, not bringing it all back. Short king. Not going to be that tall.
Again, Ron DeSantis, bring it all full circle here. Ron DeSantis is known. I guess he must be on the shorter side or whatever. Again, we don't care. Be
he's
who you are.
Shape, so I would guess. No. Like not but that. Yeah.
Yeah, you're. Yeah. He wears like high heeled boots in order to compensate.
Like
which
George
again,
Costanza. Yeah.
Like George
I didn't
Costanza.
I know he was a bad bitch. I mean, he was like Florida, so. He got his little Prince boots on.
Putting fingers is a bad bitch. Yeah,
that's a, man, that should be his campaign song. He didn't know it was a bad bitch. I didn't run. I did not know that.
That could get him a few thousand voters. I'm not going to lie. Especially from Miami, they love bad bitches there. That's
I knew he was
bad bitch capital.
Lean into it, right?
Yeah. I knew he was a bitch. I didn't know he was a bad bitch.
Oh man!
How tall? Like, does it say how tall he is?
There is a thing called Google. I can definitely look that up, so I can say
in flats.
DeSantis.
Put in flats at the end.
You gotta be specific. He does have, I don't want to say he has that insecurity of a short, he's not a short king, first of all. He's a short man. He's not a king. But, I wonder if that's what drives some people like that.
I think so, because they've been ridiculed, right? And so they're like, I'll show you, and then they take shit too far. Isn't that what happens?
Do they do it in that voice? I'll show you.
Yeah.
Like a 1920s Dick gangster.
That's one of my impressions.
Yeah,
you just took one of my impressions.
Jeez, it's the fuzz, guys.
Hey, you listen here. See, welcome to the radio program on the No Chickens Network. See,
I didn't take it from you.
It's a brilliant impression that only I can do.
Damn.
Because he's a man.
Just from that specific decade. What's once you get to 1929.
It's all
1910.
No, it's all the same to me up until the 70s. It's the same guy.
He just adds groovy into the 60s.
Yeah, 60s.
Yeah, maybe the 60s. Yeah,
60s.
He just, yeah. He's
yeah,
still,
see,
like,
these, this is
yeah.
groovy,
he's like,
guys.
Yeah, see, yeah. It's groovy. That's what he said at the 60s. They threw that on at the end. And
the
then,
big lapels on.
Yep.
Yeah.
70, 80s is rad, you know.
So this is the power of narrative, man. Like, there's no telling how tall he is. Like
it's not out there.
I'm literally Googling it,
it's
and it's
mystery.
Like it's
a mystery.
It's a fucking mystery.
The cereal podcast.
But clearly, he's wearing like what he's wearing. Yo, high heels.
I like that. I like that we're going. I don't think he wants anyone to talk about his height. The fact that we can't find him.
I don't want him to target Mexicans. So here we are.
Yeah. All right. You're gonna keep fucking with Mexicans. We're gonna keep talking about how you wear these risers, shoe risers or whatever, because you're. Yes. Feel short. Mm-hmm. We don't even know if you're short.
You can spread that shit on Reddit like wildfire.
He must be. He has to be. He has that energy, short guy energy.
Why is his jacket so ill-fitting, though?
He goes to a Burlington Coat Factory.
Hey, no disrespect. If y'all want to advertise with us, we're good. Burlington, we love you.
Hey, it's...
Keep going. You gotta keep going now. You gotta keep going. Whatever the hell that was, it's gotta stay. Go ahead.
Si chingues. And this is when we give thumbs up to stuff that we like. Okay, who wants to start? Fellas?
Hey everyone. I have a couple. I think the last time I was here, I talked about a video game, God of War, Ragnarok, still excellent game. And I got another game that I just got for all of you Star Wars, was it Dark Souls types people. I know Eric is probably going to hate every single part of this, but...
I already started zoning out.
Yeah. I figure it, but it's Jedi Survivor, which is the sequel to a game that you can still get, I think, for pretty cheap called Jedi Fallen Order, which is also really excellent, but it kind of really gives you the feeling of being like a Jedi, like in this very weird, tangible way. So it's just, you know, like power fantasies, but it's like difficult, challenging, and the story is like pretty good. So that's one of my Sync geniuses. I guess no one else here is a gamer, but that's fine. Everyone's looking at me like I've got
I flirt with gaming.
I'm just old, man. You know.
And
talk to me about Techno,
I play Pac-Man
Techno
once.
Bowl, man.
I'll yeah.
Super Mario Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's. Oh, wait. Something funny happened where this guy said there was this movie he saw, and he was like, oh, man, it was like this old movie. And it was about like these two brothers. it was a video game. It was, like, there was this video I was playing. It was about like these brothers cooperating. And I was like, Mario?
That's how you described it.
He was like, no. It was like Uncharted 4.
Mario.
I'm like, that sounds like a therapist describing a video game. These two brothers were
very. They were the two brothers.
Very supportive of each other.
Two brothers that were supporting each other. I was like, oh, Mario.
They were raised well.
They were in the trades.
Yeah.
like, listen up, Bezos. Trade. You should be in the trades right now.
You could be a Mario and or Endo and Luigi.
That's right, Jeff.
Oh, like, that movie has made like a ton of hasn't it made like more than $1 billion?
Yeah. That movie could like just solve world hunger.
I still haven't seen it, but like have any of you all seen it?
No, my kids have.
Oh, did they enjoy it?
They enjoyed it.
My nephew, by the way, 25 years old, so we're not talking about a child here. He owns a building. That's how, like, he okay. is a Gen Zer yeah. that owns a building. Oh, sent me a text saying, you gotta watch Mario, best movie ever.
Oh, wow.
6 a.m. on a Sunday.
Damn. Ever.
I wake up to this message that he sent me. I was like, What?
I feel like you have to listen to that.
Like he,
can
like,
you play the message right
now? No, it's a text message.
Clearly, he hasn't seen Fast and the Furious 8 yet.
Yeah, my mom told me he loves Fast and the Furious, and then I asked him, and he said, no, I'm not really into Fast and the Furious.
Oh.
Instantly disappointed.
So I don't trust his taste.
Yeah, I was very disappointed by
that. Super Mario Brothers probably sucks.
Yeah. I mean, he was like way too excited about this movie.
Real embarrassed to watch the Fast and Furious movies, but not the Mario movie and be real excited about
it. Yeah.
That's what I take away from this story.
Although Fast and Furious is my forever Cichingas, but my real Cichingas.
Oh, the third Cichingas. No, all right.
This is my second.
That technically you will.
My first one was okay.
We're not counting.
Let the kid do it.
What's with this 30s accent? Is everyone getting in on this?
Yeah, see.
Look, see.
You know, my daughter does that. She, like, has these weird accents and these strange voices all the time. And I'm like, you're my kid. She has, like a Mexican accent, like a bilingual accent. You know, ESL.
I just spoke to her. It feels a little racist.
Oh.
It feels a little racist. I didn't want to bring it to her attention. She was, you know, a little grumpy because she needed a nap.
Interesting.
But I felt a little troubled by it.
Fair.
I take it all back.
Oh, I never got
not
this
really.
C-Chingus.
All right, what's your third C-Chingus?
Of seven.
Second, like 2.1.
Just three of nine.
It's a book, so I know you all love books here.
You know I love books.
Some of you all love books.
Roddy's illiterate.
I just read a really good book about New York. You don't have to, like, live there. I'm not trying to, like, be a big New Yorker here.
Big New York.
Lives in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. But it's called The City We Became. Have any of you all heard of it? By N.K. Like Jemisin, something. Who was a black sci-fi. Well, not even sci-fi. She's like an excellent author.
What
has
she written? Yeah. Name totally sounds familiar.
It's like the one, the fifth season. There's like a trilogy about this like woman, and it's like one of the most interestingly written narratives I've read ever in a novel. Because it's like the story starts with following these two women throughout their lives, and then like you're like, what? Like, how are they? Because like, it doesn't sound like they're connected at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like,
I love those.
And then like there's a connection that's made. You're like, holy shit, like how did she do that? So she's an incredible writer. But The City We Became has like a lot of multiverse elements to it, like which I really like and are really cool. And it has it's a big word. I think it's the only word I can use. anthropomorphization.
Get the fuck out of here. We're just going to end the podcast right now. Come on, man.
Like, cities are people, basically. Like every city is a person.
It's like four words.
We don't do multiple syllables, dude. Just relax.
But New York in the city has, like, five different people that represent, like, six, actually, but five people that represent it. So there's, like, a person that represents Manhattan, and they're, like, this black dude, and he's, like, really handsome, and he's, like, really, like, nice, but also, like, terrifying. Like, he, like, he's very scary. Like, Queens is this immigrant from Chennai, India.
The Bronx is Raphael the Ninja Turtle, right?
No, that's right? It's pretty. No, it's even more. I think it's even more Bronx. It's I think she's Chicana. I think she's like indigenous Chicana that like wears Tims and like stumps people out, but she's also like a doctor. She's an academic and an artist. And Brooklyn's a black woman. Staten Island is, if anything, well, you can guess what Staten Island is. If any of you all have ever,
I think I can.
I've been there many times.
Oh, what did you think? I mean, I'm not shitting on Staten Island, but I'm not. I went there. It was nice, but it has a certain reputation.
And being I don't racist? Think it's,
yeah.
Blink twice if they're holding you hostage, homie. Yeah. Like, what's up?
Yeah, no, I've heard that too. But
Staten Island's like basically a white lady with whose father is a police officer. So tying it all perfect. Back together.
Yes.
But no, fascinating book. And like the concept was like just really thought provoking. Mm. She's such a great writer. It's like sometimes it gets cliche a little bit, but like overall, like it's a really good story. So
I'm into that.
Yeah, The City We Became by N.K. Jemisin and Jedi Survivor. For those of you with PlayStation 5s and Xbox 360s only. Mm. Oh, PCs too. I don't want someone to be like, I got a PS4, I want to get it. And then they're like, oh, I'm sad, I can't buy it.
So I have the original NES. I'm not going to be able to play this?
No, probably okay. not. I think
gotcha.
That would explode if you tried to play it.
What if I blow on the cartridge a lot of times? That's not going to work?
Gigantic cartridge. But yeah, it's
gross.
Try it out, but like, you know, do it in safe conditions.
Good tips. Thank you. all right, who's that?
I got
what's
one.
What's your video game recommendation, Erica?
Yeah, what do you got?
Oh, I've got...
Q-Bert?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Dr. Mario?
And his lover, Luigi.
They're not brothers? We didn't know. Look at this writer right here.
Gerald is shaking his head.
Is that the plot of the new Mario movie?
Oh, I'm sure there's something on
That's why it made billions.
I'm 100% there's something on the internet.
Bert and Ernie. Mario, all right. Mario, let me continue. Let me continue. Sheesh.
Fred's brother's tender lover.
Oh my god!
Why does that rhyme?
Oh my goodness! So I want to give a little shout out to Nine Inch Nails because I grew up listening to this music. I was like maybe 14 when I started listening to it, and I was a very angry teenager, and it made me feel, I don't know, alive, and there was some sort of like cathartic part of the experience, and so I was obsessed with them, and Trent Reznor was like my idol and shit. And then, you know, I grew up, and throughout the years I didn't listen to it as much, but I kind of rediscovered it recently because I watched this documentary that included Trent Reznor. It was like an hour long interview, I believe. Do you remember what it's called?
I loved it, whatever it was, and I'm looking it up right now, so hopefully we get something.
Trent Reznor.
Song Exploder? Is that what it's called?
Song Exploder.
Yeah, Song Exploder. That's
okay,
it.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Yeah, and so Trent Reznor is so thoughtful and interesting and artistic, and I was really inspired by him, and I've been listening to Nine Inch Nails differently now. Now that I'm not a miserable fucking 16-year-old hanging out in a parking lot, I can hear it in a very different way. And so I've been really enjoying it. And yeah, there's like a lot of us like weird ass Mexican kids who love Nine Inch Nails. We just were out there. And yeah.
I did not know that.
That's yeah, I didn't know
and Depeche Mode yeah. too.
I have a question about something that Mexicans enjoy that I've been thinking
watch your
about.
Mouth.
Yeah, okay.
Watch your mouth.
Hey, whatever it is, I'm with you, dog. Go ahead. Say it. Say it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. I'm with you, dog.
I don't think this definitely will not offend anyone. I'm 100% sure. But I keep reading about how I'd see all these things about how much Mexicans love Dragon Ball Z. Like, oh. And, like, Goku. Like, and I've even been to Mexico and seen, like, Goku graffiti, like, murals everywhere. And then I read that, like, they had, like, some city in Mexico. I don't know if it was Mexico City. But they, like, had, like, a viewing of Dragon Ball Z in public when they had this, like, movie recently.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
And I've always been, like, well, I mean, like, I like Dragon Ball, too. But I didn't, I always wondered about, like, the Mexican fascination with Dragon Ball and Goku.
We like lots of things.
But like, contain multitudes, yeah. man.
Yeah. Like they hard on the Dragon Ball.
Yeah, I have no clue.
Yeah, no, yeah.
No
I've
idea.
I've been in Japan and I did not see that many Dragon Ball things.
That's so funny.
Like, and then like it's a phenomenon, I guess.
It's so strange living in this world where like you could just take from someone else's culture like that, you know, and just like that's part of your culture.
I really thought you were going to be like, why y'all be liking tortillas so much?
Like, Gerald told me not to ask that one. You know, so this was my number two.
In the spirit of Maurice, I have 27 Cichingas.
Oh my god.
But I got a couple quick ones. I got Supermercado Torres. Yo, I just like ran up on this place. It's a new one on the southwest side. And holy fucking shit, they got you got everything you could possibly need in one spot. They got a taqueria, they got fucking an ice cream spot, they have a grocery store. Fucking, they have ladders, I'm sure, if you want it. Like they have this is on the southwest side. I don't even remember. I just, like, popped out to get something real quick.
Do they have jugos?
Damn, goddamn, they have everything.
Okay. Is this an advertisement? Licuados.
I mean, I'm literally saying, this is a...
Welcome.
Bring it. If you guys want to get, like, some advertising, come on through.
Do they have carnitas?
Yes, they have everything. Taqueria, they have carnitas, they have tamales that you can just, like, scoop up. They have tres leches just on the side as you're like just waiting to check out. Like I hadn't been in one in a minute.
Do they have like everything there? Like,
everything like, you could ever want.
Do they have enchiladas? Do they have?
I didn't see that, but I'm sure they do.
Have
I just
pre-mitas. Do they?
That's
no, they got everything.
Exciting.
It was wild.
Thank you for sharing that one.
So that's one. And again, if you guys want to advertise with us, you know where we're at.
Yeah, no, we might advertise y'all for free. That sounds dope.
And this is this next one is in a Cichingas as in like it's happening now. But I'd like it to happen in the future, and I need the help of our chingones, or our listeners, to help us out. I feel like we need a nemesis podcast. Like I think we function best when we have some animosity and some anger towards another group.
I agree.
And so, like, I don't know,
I don't like how this is going.
No, I mean,
I like how this is going.
I think we step up to the table, and if there's another podcast that's sort of along our. You know, we go after Joe Rogan, but whatever. Like, we're not on that guy's radar. But
He's too scared to respond.
Yeah, I think we get the fuck out of here.
He's too scared, bro.
One day.
Muscular thumbs don't respond to us. Like, who knows? But I do want, like, I don't know. Like maybe our listeners have idea of, like, what podcast we can go toe-to-toe with and just talk some shit. So
that's
I don't know. Latino USA, we're coming for you, is what I'm saying. That. Like, is this racist? Maybe we're coming for you. I don't know.
I don't know this podcast, but
I like that podcast.
It's a good podcast.
I like Latino USA.
Yo. I like them both, but yo. I want to start some beef. I never fucking heard that shit. We just started some beef. He said he's never heard this shit. I appreciate.
Spoke with Andrew T because he will block you on Twitter very quickly.
Let's go then.
Let's go. Block that.
I do enjoy that podcast. I'm saying I'm not trying.
I like I like both. I like both of those podcasts.
Hey, Maurice, I'm not instigating. You're a guest here. We would like to start a beef. Okay.
Oh yeah, that's true. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
You're like no.
Extra wet.
No. We like you. No.
I don't want beef.
I asked Gerald if I could be Jorge's proxy, and it looks like he's gonna approve that. Soon.
We're good. So, we're in.
Yeah,
Gerald doesn't make any decisions around here, by the way.
And I like both of the podcasts I mentioned. I just want to start a beef with the podcast randomly. So I mean, you know.
For no good reason.
Yeah, Latino USA is fantastic. I like it. Maria Hinojosa, you know, is wonderful. And you're right, Andrew T and Tawny Newsom is they're great. So, but I still want to. I just want to beef. I just want to like start
for funsies.
Yeah, well, I would never use the word
when
funsies.
When you say you want to beef, I'm whenever you say dipped, that, you just want. Yeah, I'm like you just want to eat beef, mm-hmm. but you actually want to. Okay, it's confusing coming out of your mouth.
Right, beef. Oh yeah, like
it's just not normal.
How did you all like say your beef orders? I think Roddy is like you like a drier beef.
I like it dry.
Mm-hmm. He wants an arid,
like a wet beef.
Yeah. Sahara. He calls it the Sahara.
What is
natural juices? His is called.
I want to drink it through a straw.
Yeah. Oh.
That's right. That's the sound
the
I make when I
shake beef.
Mm. That's a thing. Mm. Wait, no. I only ever got like a double dip. Like I couldn't go more than like
a double dip. Yeah. I didn't even know you.
You
could
were flirting
with
the straw. I like how you're judging me, but yeah, it's pretty close.
Like, what the fuck is that?
Oh my
god. They dip it and then they dip it again.
My god.
How long do they hold it down?
Not that long.
Till it drums.
But yeah, it's pretty. It's
you ever
very
seen
until it stops struggling?
You ever seen Roger Rabbit before?
Yeah, of course.
You know when they put the cartoons in the dip.
Yeah,
that's what it's like. That's what this reminds me of.
Oh my god!
Like the song, the dip.
That's what it reminds me. You're killing the sandwiches.
It's.
Let me get to my sea chickens. This is bumming me out. Bro.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
Bumming me out.
Spinning out of control.
Sea chickens number three. Subway sandwiches.
Oh my god!
It's 3A.
That's a no chickens. That's disgusting. All right, my. Mine is personal. As you know, I'm a coach. You know, as I say, I like to give the youth teaching. So I'm a coach. My daughter is on the flag football team, and you know, it's been a tough season so far. I'm not gonna lie, we took a lot of L's out there, as you don't have a lot of experienced players, but we got a lot of heart out there. So
that's all you need.
Last Sunday, this team was just beating our ass. You know, they just got a couple of touchdowns on us, and we just weren't doing anything. Then they literally just started barking and shit at us.
Barking?
They were barking. Like, these, like, 10-year-olds are like, row, 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 row.
Why?
Like, they scored a touchdown and started barking.
And who, the adults or the
other children?
No,
the other children.
Oh, that's...
Okay. And I was like, yo, and I had my kids in the head. I said, man, you don't like this, right? You don't like barking at you. And they're like, no. And then I called up on this kid, and I can say his name, but I said, little E. It's coming to you, dog. We're gonna run you right up the gut. And I said, just shove it down the throat. I said, just don't stop. And he's like, and he looked at me and he said, all right. Yo, it was beautiful, yo. We hiked the ball. I'm telling you, we ain't done shit. This is like the fourth quarter. We ain't scored any. We hadn't moved the ball. Handed it off to E. He took it up the gut, down the sideline for the touch. It was like a 60. Nice. It was like all the way field touchdown. And then I'm running on the field like, yeah, yeah. And I'm
like your Coach Carter moment.
Yeah, no, it was great. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, they ain't barking now. They ain't barking now. I'm running on the field. Yeah. And all the kids are like, yeah. And so, yeah, we're going to ask people like 30 points. We had like a victory
That's
touchdown
awesome.
Right in their face.
Damn,
right in the face
congrats.
Of barking. The shit was so hard. Yeah, it was beautiful.
Also, I was there.
Wow.
I was there. And I thought it was weird that you gave that kid a box cutter when you told him to run it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I wanted to make sure when my speech worked.
The Phil Jackson of flag football.
Except without the racism, right?
I think
we talked about that before.
Was Phil Jackson racist?
Recent.
He's a white man. Oh, wait, recent? What happened with Phil Jackson?
He was talking shit
this is
about
teaching us.
Oh, yeah, my bad. We'll get to that some other day.